High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, Community Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Din's Country Meat.
And good evening, everybody, from Fairbury High School. It's time for the Varsity Tiger basketball team's regular season final game tonight as they take on the Fairbury Jets. This is the traditional final game of the season for these two schools. It's been happening on the last night of the regular season for years and years. Ball City and Fairbury both coming into tonight's ball game with records of 9 wins and 11 losses. The Jets have lost 3 in a row. They have had some issues with players being ill. I think you know what I mean when I tell you that. So they're pretty much back to full strength just this week, it sounds like. So the Tigers will have to deal with that, but the Fairbury Jets will have to deal a little bit with how that sickness has affected some of their kids in this ball game tonight, if in fact it does at all. Tigers, again, coming in here 9-11 for Coach Don Hogue and Travis Steinhoff, the head coach for the Fairbury Jets. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Stat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Stat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we walk you back here to the Fairbury High School, where we are getting ready to go here in this ballgame. I've just been sitting here, and it just struck me. We've been enjoying one of the best parts of high school basketball season here tonight. For the first time this season, we had a real live, honest-to-goodness high school pep band playing music. And that's the first time that has happened this season. And that's always just one of the best parts of high school basketball season, sitting around letting those high school bands play the fight song and whatever else they put together. And the Fairbury High School band doing a very nice job of it here. So that's one of the things I didn't even realize I had missed this season, but certainly we did. All right, we'll start off with the starting lineups for the visitors tonight. That's the Fall City Tigers. For Fall City tonight, Coach Don Hogue will go with 6-foot senior Brock Hogue, averaging 4.2 points per game on the year. 6-1 junior Carson Bredemeyer will start tonight. Carson, averaging 11.2 points per game on the season. Will Vitas is a 6'1" senior, averaging 13 points per game on the season for the Tigers. Stephen Acton, a 6'3" senior, averaging 3.7 points per game. And Tyler Urey, a 6'3" senior, he is averaging 3.6 points per game on the season for the Tigers. It's senior night here at Fairbury, so they are honoring their seniors before the game gets underway here tonight. Coach Steinhaus is going to go 6'4" junior, Ethan Smith, a 5'10" senior, Joshua Robertson, 5'11" junior, Jacob Martin, 6'3" senior, Andrew Novotny, and 6'5" senior, Dylan Starr, his starters tonight. Ethan Smith, Joshua Robertson, Jacob Martin, Andrew Novotny, and Dylan Starr, your starting five tonight for the Fairbury Jets. These two teams could potentially match up again next week. They're in the same sub-district. We'll have sub-district basketball Monday night. Fall seed, the number 4 seed, taking on the Syracuse Rockets, the number 5 seed, Monday night at 7 o'clock at Auburn High School. We invite you to join us for that one on Sister Station 71.3 on Monday night. The winner of that game falls to Syracuse. They move on to play top seed Auburn Tuesday night. I think it's a 5:45 game by the time here on the schedule. Fairbury is the third seed. They'll take on number 2 seed Warburg Laetonia in the late game on Tuesday night, and the championship game then scheduled for Thursday. Other basketball night over on Sunny 101.3. It's Auburn at Johnson County Central tonight. And a week from tonight, we'll have district girls finals on KTNC. Fall City Sacred Heart will be playing Lawrence Nelson. That's a 7 o'clock tip time down at Odell. All of the Odell Griffins on KTNC. And the Auburn girls will be out of Kearney High School to take on Sydney in 8 versus 9 C matchup in the district final. The winner going to state. So that's all coming up next week. We'll tell you a lot more about that as we go on here through the season, through the next week. All right, they're introducing the Fairbury starters to the crowd on Andrew Knight. It's a pretty good crowd. Fall City with a pretty good crowd here. And there's your starting five line and introduced for the Fairbury Jets. And teams are huddled up. And let's see. We're going to have our national anthem here prior to the tip-off, and we'll let you enjoy that and be getting going away on the Fall City and Fairbury tonight. High school band during basketball season to get you going. Here we go. Tigers huddle up with Coach Hogue and the Jets. out talking amongst themselves here. Will Vitosh will step in for the Tigers, a 6'1" senior. He is the... No, I'm going to put Acton in there to jump it up tonight. He'll jump it up against Dylan Starr, 6'5" senior for February. Ball sitting going left to right as we look at it towards the west bucket. We sit on the north side of the gymnasium. Here we go. Tigers in the road black tonight. Here's the tip. And Fairbury will have it start the ball game. It goes back to Andrew Novotny. Coming off the floor with it, Starr. They'll give the ball away to Novotny again. Now off the left side, Starr. Left side, three ball up. And as well, him shooting warm-ups, and he was shooting long, long range. And he puts his team up 3-0 here to start the ball game. Tigers with it. Vitosh, cross court, Hogue now in the right corner. Bredemeyer with it. Inside he goes. Urie forces it up across the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Smith for the Jets. Tigers hustle back on defense. Now Starr has it. Right side, Novotny. Near left side. Jacob Martin with it. Back over to the right side, in the middle to Smith. Smith and Novotny out to Starr, same spot, and way long that time. Missed the three-pointer, offensive rebound, and a left-hand spin into the lane for Ethan Smith. It's quickly 5-0, the Jets with the lead. Front court for Fall City with the basketball, the Tigers. Down in the corner, out of Brock Hogue, the senior. Bredemeyer, the only non-senior starter for the Tigers. Now Urie. Back to Vitosh, fake the three, man went in the air, Vitosh down the lane, shoots two hops on the rim, well, Joe Urie with the rebound, back out to Brock Hogue. Over to Bredemeyer for three, too strong, rebound, brought down by Starr. Starr will put it on the deck up the right side. Stutter step to the hole, up, and a whistle and a blocking foul on the Tigers. Couldn't get set. Foul will go on Will Vitosh. First foul of the ball game. Jeff's basketball underneath their own bucket. Starr will inbound it. Starr comes in with the pass here to Robertson. Back out to the top. Martin with it. Back over Starr. Or no, Ethan Smith with a triple. And it's quickly 8-0 Fairbury. And we've only played 2 minutes of this ball game. Vitosh with the weave out top of Hogue. Moving to the free throw line, looking back to Hogue. Hogue to Bredemeyer. Three ball, left corner, too strong. Rebound comes out to Starr. Second rebound up the floor. He pushes underneath the Novotny. And he is on the baseline, and Urie runs into him, and Tyler picks up his first foul of the ball game for Fall City. A good start for Fairbury, not a good start the Tigers were looking for. Inbounding Starr from the baseline again, looks, lobs the ball out top to Smith, to Novotny, pulls up, 12-foot jumper, left-hander, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer up the floor to Hogue on the right side to Urie. Urie and Acton starting tonight underneath for the Tigers. Throw the ball across the floor to the left side to Hogue at the elbow. Across the lane to Acton on the right side beyond the three-point line. Urie, left side to Hogue. Hogue will hold it. Top to Bredemeyer. An 0-for-2 start from three-point land for Bredemeyer. Now down the right side it goes to Urie. Urie back to Bredemeyer from the top of the key. Three ball up and good. Bredemeyer gets the Tigers on the board with the three-pointer. Inside, the ball goes to Smith. Kick it back out of there, around the perimeter, and now a shot over the far side, up, no good by Martin, and the rebound again to Bredemeyer for the Tigers. Quickly to Urie, back to Hogue, cross court, Vitosh, 8-3, Fairbury lead, a bounce pass to the baseline to Hogue. Hogue with it, dribbling from the Fairbury bench over to Vitosh, holds it, yeah, goes over to the right side with it. Back to Hogue. Hogue with the ball back to the top to Urie. And it's back. No, nobody touched it. It went out of bounds. Oh, that was redirected. It will be false to the ball. Jury comes out, so somebody did get a piece of that ball and deflected it. And that hurt Jackson Strauss, a 6'2 sophomore, in for the Tigers. They'll go back court to Hogue with the basketball. The Jeffs bring into the ball game Austin Novotny, a 5'11 senior. Alphonse Vitosh dropped it, picked it up, three ball short off the rim, and hit another rebound for Dylan Starr. So bringing up the floor on the right side, top of the key. Grizzles into the ball game. Zane Grizzle, a 6'2 junior. He'll give the ball up for Novotny. Shoots too strong. Rebound grabbed by Acton for the Tigers. Acton over to Hogue to the front court. We use the ball to Acton on the right side, and now Vitosh out on the sideline. He'll work the left-hand dribble over to Hogue, thinking about it, didn't take the three. Free throw line now to Strauss on the right elbow. Back it goes to Vitosh. And Vitosh, cross-court pass, stolen away. Off the floor go the Jeffs, and a run-out layup for Joshua Robertson. 10-3, Fairbury. 3:15 to go, quarter number one. Fairbury in command at the moment. Tigers got to get some shots to drop here and got to be able to get them off. Bredemeyer, cross court action now to Hogue. Hogue dribbles to the top of the key. Comes off to Vitosh, or rather that's Strauss, now to Vitosh. Vitosh, free throw line jumper is too strong. And yet another rebound for Dylan Starr. Four already. Driving up with the ball will be Smith. He'll get it away, and it goes to Starr. Drives into the paint, elevates, and draws a foul on the Tigers, and that's going to be number two on Will Vitosh. Tigers lead score. Now has two fouls quickly here in the first quarter. And here's a good side to see for the Tigers. Carson Simon, a 6'1 junior, has been out with an injury for an extended period of time, is back in the line. I'm going to give it a try tonight. Ball comes in to Grizzle and lob it over the top of Simon. Grizzle caught it on the left side, put it up in the right hand, and Simon, I'm going to check that again. Anyway, Zane Grizzle with the puck and a chance at a three-point play. The foul, it is on Simon, held up 13, it's 31, okay. Team foul number four. And Grizzle to the line. Free throw up and no. Rebound grab by Acton of the Tigers. Hogue on the left side. Head to Bredemeyer. Wide open three ball on the rim. No. Rebound grab by Andrew Novotny. And we come the other way now. Jeff basketball. L ball in the paint will go to the Tigers. All the alternating possessions. They got the ball into the paint. The Tigers reached in. Got a grab. It's 12-3, Fairbury. Oh, so they get right back, you know, with a couple of buckets and a stop here. And Vitosh, Bredemeyer in trouble between a double team. Loose and rolled up the court to Strauss. He moves straight up to the basket and fouled before the shot gets away by Zane Grizzle. Strauss the trigger from the baseline. Bring it into Simon, left side wing, back out to Acton, now to Hogue. Hogue to Bredemeyer. Driving down the right side, throws it up, missed it. Rebound grabbed up and on the run. Here comes the other way, Austin Novotny. Cross court pass there to Starr. Starr guarded by Acton, pulls up, free throw circle, no good. Rebound tipped by Strauss, goes to Simon. And now ahead to Strauss, and the run out at the other end. Left side pulled up from about 2 feet and got her to go. 12-5, Fairbury with the lead. Come back the other way. And we've got a whistle and another foul, this on the offensive end this time. Andrew Novotny, his first, team foul number two. Acton is out. Urie back in for the Tigers now. Simon will inbound the basketball, and Hogue will walk it up with a minute and a half to go. In quarter number one against a 2-3 zone here. Hogue across midcourt. Simon now back to Hogue, left side to Bredemeyer. looking for the skip. Nothing there. Back to Hogue. Back to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer looking, holding, goes the high post. Urie back out to Hogue, right side Simon. Bounces down to Strauss, pass inside, taken away by Grizzle. Grizzle on the run, knocked away by Simon. Simon's not able to go. He's hurt. He's going to have to come out. He pulled up, but he's still standing down on the defensive end, so they're going to have to take him out of the ball game. He has been hurt for an extended period of time. He's been trying to fight back and get back into action. But got down there and made that sprint to get to the ball, made a nice play. Time out, Fall City down 12-5, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers will inbound the basketball to Brock Hogue. Back in the contest. They're into the first time now. They're Jaden Trifles for Fall City in place of Carson Simon. And the Tigers have the ball on the left side. Trifles, he gets bumped into. That foul will be on Jacob Martin. Carson is no doubt feeling some pain, but I think he's frustrated as anything else looking at him. So he's got nice back. Sit down there on the end of the bench. Now out on the left side, Chris Legale Douglas goes down and checks on him. Working with it a little bit. Here's out to Urie. Back to the top to Hogue. Brock looking left. Back it goes Urie to the top to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer holds it. Looks. Strauss, middle of the floor between the circles. Right side, Trifles. Back to Hogue. Way out beyond the three-point line. And now take the ball to the left side. Back again, and Bredemeyer, three ball switch from about 5 feet behind the line. That's his second one, and that ends the quarter, and it ends up not being too bad for the Tigers. They're down 4-12-8. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and back on PTNC.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12-8 to score. Fall City trailing the Fairbury Jets here after one quarter tonight at Fairbury High School. 8 minutes up on the clock. It's Fairbury basketball. Tigers with a couple of three balls from Carson Bredemeyer. Get back to within four here. Fairbury got off to a 9-point lead earlier. The ball knocked loose. Scramble is on. Fairbury ends up with it. Smith controls and gives up to Martin. Martin up the floor. Now back out top to Dylan Starr. He made the first 3-pointer of the ballgame. Starr drives, moves in, and a blocking foul on the Tigers. Uh-oh. Let's see who they got here. They got it on Fall City's person, Bredemeyer. That's good news because the other choice was going to be Will Bittoff. That would have been his third already. Five fouls on the Tigers in the game. Bring it in and a little turnaround right-hand hook. Up good. Robertson. and it's now 14-8. Off to Bredemeyer, left side. Drill up, guarded there by Martin. Off the right side. Acton, swinging around. Urie on the left side elbow. He'll move back to the top and out to Brock Hogue. Out to Bredemeyer for three. Again, he's heating up. That's three of him. He's three out of six. Down to the right side, it's 14-11. Fall City down three. Just Drizzle with it, looking underneath. Nobody open. Back out top to Robertson. Left side, off to Ethan Smith. Drizzle, three ball, left corner. On the rim, no. Rebound batted around. Starr went up to get it. He knocked it right to Brock Hogue. Now over to Bitosh. In the corner, it's active. Back out to Bitosh to Hogue between the circles. Right side, Bredemeyer against a very active zone. Back to Hogue, over to Bitosh. The Tigers aren't getting it up even 5 feet off the three-point line. Now they go on the baseline. Double-teamed is Acton. And now they get it to Urie. Back out to Hogue. Wide open. 5 feet behind the line again. Up, no good. Rebound held up. Tie ball game. It's a tie up, and it stays with the Tigers this time. So Brock Hogue with a three-point try. Couldn't get her to drop. All right, here we go. And the inbound knocked away by Grizzle and or Martin. And once again, Acton will bring it in to the top. Bredemeyer, cross court, Bitosh. Bitosh giving up matching up with Ethan Smith, who's 6'4". That's going to be a tough matchup with him. Here's a three ball by Bredemeyer. Short this time. Rebound out of bounds. Tigers saved it in. No, they didn't. Acton had his foot on the line. Couldn't come up with it. So it will be Fairbury basketball. 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter. To the front. Out on the right side of the floor. Robertson in the middle to Grizzle, and he's fouled by Bredemeyer, pushing him from behind. That's his second foul. Team foul number six on the Tigers. So here comes Jackson Strauss off the Tiger bench. He'll come in for Bredemeyer, who sits down with the two fouls. He's got 9 of the Tigers' 11 points. Grizzle out top to Smith. Smith will hold it into the middle. Grizzle, a long shot blocked by Strauss. It came down. He got it back and puts it back up and in. And it's 16-11. Hogue out top against the zone. Swinging the ball left to right. And now Bitosh with a runner. Up shot blocked. Knocked out of there by Starr. Tiger ball on the baseline. Inbounding once again will be Strauss. Strauss looking. Now lobs it out top. Bitosh goes up to get it. Fairbury chasing. Hogue with it on the left side. Over to Bitosh, way up the ladder. Nearly lost it. Down low to Acton. Double teamed. Out to Strauss. High post. Now out on the left side. And Bitosh with it. Back to Hogue. To Bitosh looking inside. He'll dribble down and now come back out to Brock. Hogue around the right side. Strauss with it. Strauss to Hogue. Pass tip from Bitosh. Goes back, court tip. Hogue grabs it. Now Bitosh. Over to Strauss on the right side. Down to the baseline to Acton. Double team. Little hacks at it. Reaches in. Knocks him off balance. And traveling. Ball against the Tigers. So 16-11. Fairbury with the lead and the basketball now. Tigers acting. Got hit in the mouth or nose. So he's got a little blood on him, bloody lip, I think, the way it looks. Oh, Coach Lee Kirkwight working with him on that. Bitosh, Hogue, Bredemeyer back in, Strauss, and Urie for the Tigers. Fairbury to the front court, off the right side for Robertson. Dishes off to his teammate, Ethan Smith. Goes to the paint. Out on the left side, Starr drives, shoots, missed it short. Rebound brought down by the Tigers, by Strauss. And he's going to be fouled by Starr, who reached in to try to get the ball away from him. 16-11, Fairbury lead. Back in for the Jeffs comes Andrew Novotny, the 6'3 senior. Sitting down will be Grizzle. All right, bring the ball in. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. You can't hear the radio signal. You can listen on the World Wide Web. 4:12 to go in the half. Fittosh, three ball, up and good. Three-pointer for the Tigers. Fittosh. Timeout, Fairbury. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 7 seconds to go in quarter number two. Fairbury 16, Fall City 14. Regular season finale for the two squads here tonight. Off the floor of the basketball, Andrew Novotny dishes it off out top to Ethan Smith. They'll go to the corner to Star for three, and he buries it. Dylan Star with his second triple. And now it's back to a five-point lead, 19-14. Tigers have 4 3-pointers in the ball game. They got Ben Lawine in the contest. Bredemeyer with Strauss off to Urey on the left side, back to the top to Hogue. Right side of the elbow, Strauss underneath to Urey, comes down on the baseline, back out top to Bredemeyer. Fairbury switched up now to a man-to-man defense. Strauss goes around the defender, Star, stole it from him. He fell down, pushed it back in. Strauss would give the ball to Urey, and Tyler puts it off the glass for two. 19-16, Fairbury with the ball to the front, Smith. Inside, Novotny in traffic. Left side, he goes to the wing. To Martin, drives, throws it over into the band. Oh, he caught the drummer right in the side of the head. She's fine. But she'll keep her eye on the ball from now on. She turned away, was talking to somebody, and here came a basketball and got her right on top of the noggin. No damage, Ball City basketball. All right, to the front court we go. Hogue, right side to Strauss, rather to, now, Strauss on the left side, excuse me. That goes to Bredemeyer, back out to Urey, to the top to Hogue. Coming over here, Vittosh, down to the baseline to get to Urey, right back to Strauss, left side, to the top, with it. Tigers hold the basketball there. Vittosh works around, the ball knocked away, got it back, shoots. No, and the rebound comes down to Star. And as he wheels out of there, he is fouled by the Tigers. Tiger foul, let's see. Oh, 23, Will Vittosh, and that's his third. That is not a good situation for the Tigers. Won a lot of contact there. Here comes Jaden Kreifel back in for Ball City. 1-1 for Dylan Starr. Fairbury's 0-for-1 for the line of the ball game. The Tigers haven't been there yet. Free throw up and off the mark. No rebound grabbed up by Strauss. Strauss to hold underneath Jerry. Nobody back there with him. A 3/4 court assist for Brock Hogue and a basket for Tyler Urey. 19-18. Tigers within one. All right, to the front, moving the ball, Smith. Foot in the paint, gets it back out of there to Robertson on the right side of the top to Grizzly. Check back in on the last break. Grizzly working right, cut off by Urey. Fallaway jumper, short off the rim, no good. Rebound falls down to the Jeff. Robertson gives it off to Grizzly, can't connect. Hogue with the rebound for the Tigers. Come up four, right side, Kreifel. Thought about it, didn't. He'll give the ball out top. Ooh, they touched it. Bredemeyer goes back and gets it to the front court. A minute and a half to go in quarter number two. The Tigers could take the lead here for the first time this trip. Over to Urey, left side, on the far left side. Back out Hogue, wide open. Oh, Brock pulled the trigger. Back the other way with the basketball now. And Urey, Brock Hogue has tremendous range shooting the three-pointer. Now we got a foul underneath as Urey gets the ball at Joshua Robertson. His first team foul, number five of the first half on the Jets. Here comes Jax Beal into the ball game. Beal, a 5'11 sophomore. He checks in there for Smith. Or rather for Robertson. Long the ball out top, and Kreifels comes down with it. Beal after it. Now Bredemeier. Out top of the point. Right side with it. Kreifels. Now to Hoge at the top of the key. Strauss into the paint. Moves in. Drizzle falls down. Hoge for three. Right side. Got it. There you go. Pull the trigger, and the Tigers take the lead for the first time tonight. 21-19. Under a minute to go in the half now. Fairbury looking to get the lead back. Smith on the right side gives it to Starr. Starr with it. Dribbles. Guarded by Kreifels. Kreifels giving up a lot of high starts. He's going to pull the trigger on a three ball. Too strong. The rebound comes out long to Smith. Down the left side, left hand, no, and a foul. A push foul on the Tigers will put the Jets back at the line. Foul on Fall City is Jackson Strauss. His first. Bredemeier with two. Bitsos with three for the Tigers. Kreifels is out, and Acton back in with 35 seconds to go here. Ethan Smith with five in the ball game has a three-pointer. He's shooting here. What are they shooting? 1-1? Yes, 1-1. It's up. It's good. But he's getting another one. That ties the ball game. Doesn't it? No, that was 21-19. Excuse me. 21-20. Free throw up and short. No good. Rebound. Urey had it. Grizzle ran into it. He's able to get it away to Strauss. And now the Tigers coming up the floor here. Hoge to the front court, 24 seconds to go. Hoge guarded out top, and a backdoor cut by Strauss. The layup is good. Another terrific assist for Brock Hoge. And there's a foul on the play. Strauss will have a chance at a three-point opportunity. So a blocking foul, a great pass, and a great backdoor cut. Strauss ran out to the right, and he did a pivot straight around. That foul on Ethan Smith, his first of the ballgame. Strauss ready, free throw up, and on the rim, no, rebound grabbed up by Starr. I'm going to step in front of him, 13 on the clock, he keeps on going. Gives the ball forward to Ethan Smith, and he'll take a long three and rip it. Now we're tied. Smith now with nine. Here's the Tigers hold, and we've got traveling before he was able to get rid of it with 6/10 of a second left. So Fairbury has 6/10 left. They're going to bring off the bench Austin Novotny. Oh, they put it back to 1 point seconds. I don't necessarily disagree with that. Unfortunate, but it is what it is. So the Tigers, man-to-man defense, get it into Novotny. And he will fire it. He hit the top of the backboard, and that ends your first half. Fairbury had a nice lead early in the ballgame, a lead of nine, but the Tigers fight their way back with a 15-point second quarter, and we're tied at halftime, 23 apiece. And Fairbury, we're back after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Recap of the first half is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, Jake or Josh Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. Fairbury had a 9-point lead in the first quarter of tonight's ballgame. They led by 9. And the Tigers fought back. They got the lead by 2, and then gave up the 3-pointer, making 23-23. That's where we are at halftime. The Tigers have Will Bitosh with 3 fouls and Carson Brennemeyer with 2. The Trevor has been to the line 4 times, missed 3, and they're 1-for-4 at the line. For the Tigers in the first quarter, they've only been to the line 1 time. That was on a 3-point off favor Jackson Strauss. They could not connect, so the Tigers are 0-for-1. At the free throw line in the first half. Scoring for the Tigers, Carson Brennemeyer with 9 in the first half, all on 3-pointers. Brock Hogue made a long one. 4 points for Jackson Strauss, 3 for Will Vitosh, and 4 more for Tyler Urey. The Tigers also get Carson Simon finally got back where he could try to give it a go. And he got injured and does not return. It don't look like he's going to be back anymore tonight when he was hobbling around down here after that injury. He just couldn't make it down the floor. So he's been fighting that for a while. We hope he can get that thing healed up. So for Cranberry in the first half, they're led by Ethan Smith, their 6'4 junior guard. He had 9 and a couple of 3-pointers. 4 for Joshua Robertson and Zane Grizzle, and 6 for Dylan Saar. Both of his baskets are 3-pointers. And again, Fairbury 1-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. 23-23. Beth and Solo so far at Fairbury tonight. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Taja Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. So we will take a 2-minute timeout, check in with the weather, and be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman. Partly cloudy skies are expected across the region tonight with the low dropping to around 17. As we move into your Saturday, we'll see patchy areas of fog through the morning hours, otherwise a blend of sun and clouds late. Highs around 35 degrees with the chance of snow developing late Saturday night under cloudy skies and a low falling into the upper 20s. For Sunday, we'll see a chance of a wintry mix early, otherwise remaining cloudy. Highs around 34 degrees with clear skies on tap for your Sunday night and a low falling into the lower 20s. As we begin the new work week for Monday, we'll see a high temperature of around 44 degrees under plenty of sunshine, and then for Monday night, staying clear with a low around 30. For Tuesday, sunny. Highs around 51, becoming partly sunny Wednesday. That's your latest forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 30.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and... Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Fairbury High School. Our halftime score is 23-all between the Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs tonight. It's going to be Fairbury basketball when we resume action here in the second half. Tiger wrestlers are done in the state tournament. White already lost his first two matches today. Thomas Fields lost his first match, won in a consolation round, and lost his third match. So the Tiger wrestlers are out of the state tournament. But congratulations for getting there. That is not an easy task to get to the state tournament. Here we go, Fairbury basketball on the right side of the basketball. Ethan Smith. Smith with it to Dubrovny out of the right side. Back now it goes to Martin. He'll kick the ball to the corner. Back out top to Starr. Pushes off Hoag, leans in, and a foul on Brock Hoag. Starr is a tall, lean drink of water. Foul on Brock Hoag is his first. Starr is 6'5" and just like a rail. Free throw up is no good. He is 0-for-2 at the line now. Fairbury 1-for-5 at the line in the ball game. All right, ready again up. That one looks better, but it's off the back. Rebound grabbed up by Urie. Ohio. We'll give it to Brock Hogan on the left side. Vitosh in with three fouls. Brennemeyer with two for the Tigers. Brennemeyer went one way. The pass went the other. Steal on a run-out layup at the other end. Up and good for Ethan Smith. He's got 11, and the Jets reclaim the lead, 25-23. Hogue on top. Brennemeyer left side now with it. Vitosh back to the top to Hogue. Over to Brennemeyer. Coming out on him will be Ethan Smith, who is 6'4". And a pull-up jumper block put up there by Vitosh. Good job on the defense. Not sure who got it. On the run, Jacob Martin. He'll leave it back for Devontae. Thought about a triple. Didn't do it. He'll go over to the far side to Starr. Starr between the legs. Backs up. Now gives the ball up for Martin. Martin on the right side. Stutter step goes to the paint. Inside, back out. Devontae for three for the lefty. Too strong. Rebound ends up with Acton. Brennemeyer tipped it. Acton ends up with it. And here come the Tigers walking her up the floor. Looking for a tie or a lead here. Hogue off the right side to Brennemeyer, to Vitosh. Brennemeyer fits through the lane. Now the left side, Hogue comes up off the baseline, back out to Acton. Acton back to Brennemeyer. Brennemeyer dribbles up, stops. Now inside for Erie. Bad pass there by the Tigers by Vitosh. It's going to be whose ball? Tiger ball? Devontae nearly got the steal, but didn't. He and Erie end up sitting on the bench. Each of them got a chair, and now they're up and back to play. Acton will inbound to Brennemeyer near midcourt. Move to the middle of the floor off to Hogue on the right side. Hogue picked up there by Martin. Now back to Vitosh again. Left side, Brennemeyer. Hogue off the baseline again at the elbow. Dribbles to the top to Erie. Fury to Vitosh, right side elbow. And they are playing man-to-man defense for the Jets. And a drive in, a lot of contact, no call. Vitosh with the bucket, his second of the ball game, and we're now tied at 25. So Fairbury bucket, now Falls City bucket. We've got 25 and 25, with 5.5 to go in the third. In the front court, Dylan Starr off the right side, Novotny to the left with it. Ethan Smith. Smith dribbles in. Fallaway jumper up and good on the left side with the left hand. He has 13 in the ball game now. Fairbury back up 27-25. Hogue to the front. Off to Vitosh. In the middle, Erie. Erie back to Vitosh. Over to Brennemeyer on the right side. Not getting near the open space he got in the first half to launch those threes. Hogue with it. Back over to the left side to Erie. To the top to Brennemeyer. There he's open and drills it right side, just hard center. He does in the ball game now. That will be another three-pointer, and the Tigers lead it 28-27. Devontae to the top, off to Smith. He'll give the ball to Starr. Starr at the free throw line. Backs up, shoots short. Rebound to Brock Hogue. Hogue with it. Now up the floor the other way, Vitosh went left, cut right, and Devontae strips the ball away. It ends up in the hands of Ethan Smith. Over to the right side to Martin. He'll pull up and leave it for Smith. Smith keeps on going around and now passes out in the corner to Starr. Starr drives in, pulls up, and hits it. That's his first two-pointer of the night, and the Tigers remain, no, the Tigers are down now, 29-28. Is that correct? Yes, it is. Acton with it. Gives the ball to Vitosh. Thought about a long one, didn't take it. Over to Hogue on the right side. Brock will give the ball to Brennemeyer. Brennemeyer to Vitosh at the elbow on the left side. Dribbles up. In between the circles now. Keeps the dribble. Moving to the right side. Acton cuts the pass. They couldn't get in the ball. Brennemeyer with it. Guarded by Novotny. Around the back he goes. Lost it. Hogue is open. Wouldn't pull the trigger. Brennemeyer will got it. That's fine again. He's got 15 all on three-pointers. It's 31-29. Ball City back in the lead now. Devontae at the top with 3:15 to go. Guarded by Erie. Give it off to Starr. Starr and Smith seem to be the only answers Fairbury has on the offensive end. Smith tries a wraparound pass and a push foul underneath. Who they get, they got. active. Steven picked up his first team foul, number two. Uri out, Jackson Strauss back in now for Fall City, the 3:05 mark of the third quarter, 31-29, Fall City with the lead here. From the baseline, the Jets inbound into Smith. Smith and Grizzly just checked in. Back to Smith for three, short. Chase for the rebound. Grizzle saved it around his back. Martin down the lane. Layup is good. Everybody had a foul. Everybody was in scramble mode after that ball. And that foul is a big one because it is called on Vitosh, his fourth. I didn't see it. But Vitosh comes to the bench with his fourth foul with 2:52 to go in the third. We're tied at 31. Martin with his first bucket of the night, and the free throw won't go. Three-man Grizzle up, no good, block by Acton, who comes down with the ball. Acton with a big block there. That looked like a sure two. To the front court, Tyler Urie with the basketball. Dribble from the left side to the middle. Now to Hogue, over to Bromar. He's open, it's up, it's on the rim, no. Rebound, Urie tipped it, brought down by Starr. Starr on the run in the middle, leaves it back for Ethan Smith. Down the lane he goes, cuts in the middle, knocked away by Brennemeyer. It goes to Hogue, and the Tigers have the ball with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. 31 apiece, third quarter action. Tigers trailed by 9 early in the ballgame. Fired across the floor, timeout Tigers. 2:09 to go in the third. It's a tie ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Fairbury and Fall City all knotted up at 31 apiece here in this ball game. Coach Hope down drawing up something on the board. Fairbury coach Travis Steinoff talks to his troops. Sends him back out on the floor. So the Tigers are going to have Vitosh on the bench for a while with four fouls, I'm sure. All right, Tiger ball right in front of their bench. Acton, ooh, that was close over and back. Hogue backing up, just barely got to the backboard before that ball hit him in the hand. Now Urie wants to hand it to Bredemeyer, and he does. The Tigers, whatever Coach Hogue drew up, just went out the window. Back out top, it goes Strauss, now to Acton, to the man-to-man. Acton gives the ball right side. Bredemeyer, he's triple-teamed on the baseline, and the ball is knocked out of his hands, off his foot, out of bounds, and it will be Jeff's basketball. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. All right, up the floor, here comes Fairbury. Jacob Martin with it. Looking to the right side for Ethan Smith. Smith back out top, gives it up. Starr drives down the lane, off balance. We're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul somewhere, probably on the Tigers. Starr just kept going to the hole, making the Tigers foul, and it's going to be on, Acton, his second team foul, number four on the Tigers. Fairbury has not been called for a foul here in the third. Into Grizzle, up, no. And a foul on the Tigers will put him in the line to shoot two. This time it's going to be on Strauss. Jackson second, and 5 team fouls on the Tigers now. Grizzle at the line, 4 points. Fairbury 0 for 1 at the line, up, and no good. Here comes Jaden Kreifel, the 6-foot senior, in for the Tigers for Bredemeyer. It sits down with a couple of fouls. 90 seconds left in this third quarter. Grizzle for the lead. It's up, and it's good. 32-31, Fairbury. To the top. Now, Grizzle, guarding the man out there with the ball. Now it will be Urey to Hogue. Hogue working down the right side. Bounce pass to Urey. Couldn't get the drop step. Back out to Acton. Three ball from the top. In and out, no good. Kept alive by Urey, but grabbed up by Smith. Hey, look, he made a nice-looking shot there. He had it in the hole, but it rattled out. To the top, Fairbury with 56 seconds to go in the third. Star with the basketball. Sees an opening, goes to the hole, and the ball is rejected by Urey. I think if Star had put that ball up above his head, he'd have been all right, but he kept it down around his waist. Never got the ball elevated. Urey had no problem at all blocking the shot. Star for three, well short of the mark. Barely drew iron, went straight down and out of bounds. Tigers get the basketball with 40 seconds to go, and here comes Bredemeyer back in for Trifles. Fairbury will bring in Austin Novotny and also Andrew Novotny. They're both seniors. Austin 5'11", Andrew 6'3". To the front court, Hogue walking the ball up the floor. Goes to the right side. Off it goes to Bredemeyer. Started by Grizzle. Now they switch off on it. Give it to Urey. Now to Hogue. 25 on the clock. Over to Acton. Top of the key. Now right side with it. Strauss between the legs. Moving right. To the wing to Acton with 15 seconds. Oh, Urey kept the ball. They couldn't get him off. With it. Strauss dribbles right sideline. Back out top. Tipped away. Backcourt. 8 on the clock. Urey has it. Gets it to Hogue. Off the floor, 4 on the clock, around the defense, gets a man in the air, fires, and could not get it to go. Tigers ended up again, kind of a scramble mode there, and after 3, Fairbury 32, Fall City 31, back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fairbury basketball, no, Fall City basketball, Tigers have not been fouled here in the second half. The Tigers have committed 5 fouls in the second half. Fall City 0 for 1 on the night at the free throw line. Here's a throwaway, a steal by Smith. Off the floor to Jacob Martin. Fairbury is 2 for 9 at the line. Those two free throws, and they're ahead by 1 point. At the other end, Star with it. Isolates on the right side, goes around Bredemeyer to the baseline, cross the floor to Smith for 3-0. Rebound brought down by Bredemeyer. Carson gets out of there. Oh, got the floor to Urey. Oh, on the move. Too tall. That's the same play they went with earlier, and that one just a bit too far up the ladder for Urey. He'd had a layup if it had been right on the money. So here come the Jeffs up the front. Novotny, that is Andrew Novotny, the 6'3 senior with it. And what we got? Elbow on Novotny, holding the ball, and Novotny, his first, his second, first foul of the half on the Jeffs. Brock Hogue will bring it up for the Tigers. I don't think that Hogue, I know he's not been out of the ball game. I think Acton was out momentarily the first half. Here's a drive. Strauss on the glass. No on the rim. Hey, the Tigers are going to the line to shoot two. foul on Ethan Smith, his second of the ball game, second team foul, and Jackson Strauss. He is the only Tiger to be at the line tonight. He is 0 for 1, and he'll shoot two here. Free throw up, good. We have a tie ball game at 32. So, Jackson Strauss at the line, trying to give the Tigers the lead. Devontae ran over the bench, got a towel, wiped off his leg, came back in, the referee started to check it, see if there was blood. Free throw up and good, and the Tigers lead. Seventh lead change of the ball game. 7 minutes to go. Tigers up one. To the front, Novotny Wood, guarded by Strauss, back into the free throw area. Back out top to Smith. Smith goes around Stahl all the way underneath. Whips the ball to the right side to Martin. Back to Smith, out top to Novotny. Left side, and Stahl going to fire for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound to Acton. Stahl has only made 2 3-pointers. He made them early in the ballgame. Bredemeyer. Down the line, gives it to Urie, back and in, spins on the left block, out. Bredemeyer, three ball on the rim, went up and hit the support above the backboard. They've got one of those straps, if you will, so they can lift the thing. And that went up and hit that support. Bredemeyer has made 5 out of 10. I've got a 4 3-point line tonight. 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Underneath the pass goes under there to Robertson. Robertson dishes off, and a bucket and a foul. It was not the prettiest shot you ever see by Jacob Martin, but it did go in. He's got 4, and he'll go to the line. Fairbury reclaims the lead, 34-33. That foul on Acton. Steven picks up his third. Team foul number 6 on Fall City. Out of the game comes Austin Novotny now. Grizzle back in for him. Free throw rolls around and rattles in. It's 35-33. Fairbury, 6 minutes left. To the front. Here comes Hogue. Off the bench will be Vitosh on the next break. Bredemeyer moving in. Gets it away. Out Acton. Now to Hogue. Brock dribbles. He's up his dribble. Off to your left side, Strauss. Strauss drilling, moving right, free throw line, backing up, out to Acton again. There's Jason Bredemeyer everywhere he goes. They're not giving him a foot of space. He drizzles on him now. Hogue across the floor to Strauss. Strauss with it. We're trying to run Bredemeyer off picks, moving up, and we've got a holding foul. Who'd they get? The foul goes on Jacob Martin. His second, team foul number 3. But Strauss will come out for a few moments. Back in Will Vitosh with the 4 fouls. And give it to Vitosh. Free throw line, dribble down. Elevates off the glass, no. Jerry had it, knocked away. Bredemeyer ends up with it. Acton, Vitosh, over to Hogue. Over the right side, all by himself on that side of the floor. Now Vitosh for three. Got it! Will Vitosh now with 8 in the ball game, and the Tigers lead 36-35. At the other end for the answer for 3, no for Smith. Rebound, Tyler Urie. Cleaning up the boards and off to Brock Hogue. 4:45 left. Hogue on the left side, hands off to Vitosh. Fake to 3. Free throw and jumper off the mark, no. Rebound to Smith. Smith up the floor quickly to Grizzle. Grizzle with it, left side. Back out. Now he goes to Starr. Starr is certainly not shy about shooting the basketball. He's elevated more up there tonight than anybody else, I think. And now on the right side with the basketball, it will be Robertson out and now back down low. Back and in. Oh, Vitosh just fouled out. Well, Smith, they tried to get him the ball. They just put a bounce pass in there to him. And just a little bit of a reach on Vitosh. And Will fouls out with his fifth. Coach Hurt calls the official over. And played in three different directions. It didn't matter. Vitosh is fouled out. He played from 5:23 to 4:14, a minute nine. And Coach Hoag is not a happy camper. Vitosh, your leading scorer on the season per game at 13 points a game, finished tonight with 8. So the Tigers with a one-point lead and a foul, and that's going to be number 7, so it's bonus time the rest of the game. Spence at the line for 1-1. He's 1-for-2 at the line, the left-hander up and good. He'll get another one now, and we're tied at 36. 5 ties now in the ball game. Fairbury for the lead with 4:14 to go up and got it. That's 10 lead changes in the ball game to deal with those 5 ties. For both 9-11, I guess we should expect this, right? And now Jackson Strauss back in the ball game, over to Acton. He'll hold it. He'll look. Uriel, he got caught in the head for his efforts. Down in the middle, Strauss knocked away, but a reach-in foul on the Jets. So picking up some fouls on her here. Andrew Novotny with his third, team foul number 4 of the half, halfway through the fourth quarter, 3:58 left. Strauss to Uri. Out to Bredemeyer. Gives the ball off. Cooper Stiles put across midcourt. Up and a foul, and a shot put up by Strauss. And he'll be to the line to shoot 2. Official says the foul on number 1, Ethan Smith, picks up his third foul. Team foul number 5, and it's going to be at the line. Strauss, free throw up and out. No good. Oh, my. It looked like a miss, but it hit the rim and it went straight up. Came down for just a second in the cylinder and bounced out again. Wow, Strauss with one more for the tie. It's up. It's good. 37 apiece, 3:51 to go. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense here. Now with it, Novotny, guarded by Strauss, or by Uri. And a sneaky steal by Tigers Strauss. He was standing there, he tried to sneak a guy by him, he got his hand up, got the ball. Hoag off the right side to act, that the Tigers circled through. They get it to Strauss in the paint, back it in, dip the shoulder up, no good. Rebound, and Novotny on the run the other way. Andrew Novotny slows up. He is not a guard. He is not a point guard, anyway. He'll give the ball across the lane, and a drive in, up, no good. And they ran right up the back of the Tiger defender, and they're going to call the Tigers Brock Hoag for a block. Team foul number 8, Brock second with 3:10 to go. And the line, Jacob Martin, 1-for-2 at the line, and missed this one. Fairbury, 5-for-14 in the game now. 3 made here in the quarter. It's up, and it's off. Rebound to Acton. Tigers, 3:05 to go to the front court. Strauss from Hoag. Right side, or make it left side, moves the ball now over to Bredemeyer. Out in the upper corner, mid-court to Hoag. Right side, Acton. There's that fake for the three-pointer. Now out to Bredemeyer, back to Strauss. Strauss dribbles right. Waves the ball to Acton. Acton looking in the right block. Used up his dribble, gives it back to Acton. Acton to a double team. Back out top. Strauss fakes the three, drives down over to Hoag in the left corner. He'll pull up and give it back to Bredemeyer. Tigers pass up a couple of shots there they could have taken. Bredemeyer to the free throw line out to Acton. He'll pull it back out with 2:20 to go. 37 apiece in February, final game of the regular season. Strauss to Hoag on the right side to Bredemeyer in the middle. And timeout Ball City with 2:10 to play. Tigers take their third timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on ATNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in quarter number four. And a tie ball game at Fairbury High School. Good evening. I'm John Nix along with you. Aaron Lizem, our studio engineer tonight. Tomorrow night, I will be at the Rural Activity Center at Falls City Sacred Heart. I'll be on sister station, Sunny 101.3, when the Sacred Heart Irish, ranked number 7 in D2, take on the Class D1, number 7 ranked Lord Central Catholic Knights. That's tomorrow night. Should be around 6:30-ish, somewhere in there. It's Parents' Night or Senior Night, one or the other. I forget for the Irish tomorrow night. JV game at 5 o'clock, followed by the varsity. Here we go. Tie your ball, and it'll be Strauss to inbound. Hogan made his move a little quick. Cross court in the middle of the floor. Bredemeyer backcourt ahead now to Hogan. Right side to Strauss. Back to Bredemeyer. Man-to-man defense by the Jeffs. Packed and way under midcourt now to Hogan on the right side. Hogan down in the corner. Strauss posting up on the right block is Jury. Now Bredemeyer with it. Jury comes up to the top, takes the ball beyond the three-point line to Bredemeyer, who's a defender left, but he's already made the pass. Strauss, dribble drive, baseline, up! And a push foul before the shot. So not only will it not be a basket, it won't be a free throw either. The foul is on. That's going to be on Jacob Martin, his 13 foul number 6. So the rest of the game, the Tigers, will be shooting one-on-ones with it. They've only been to the line. Well, 3 for 4 here in the fourth quarter. They're 3 for 5 in the ball game. Strauss lobs it into Jury. Back to Strauss. Right elbow. Driving in. Oh, blocking foul. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Dylan Starr is, he must be a thespian. He took a dive there and then pleading his case to the crowd. And the referee said, no. No. You made a nice dive on your backside, but it's going to put Strauss at the line for the lead. Up and good. Jackson Strauss, the only Tiger at the free throw line in this ballgame. 4 out of 5 here in the fourth quarter. And 4 out of 6 for the game. Let's see if the sophomore can knock down another one here. It's up. It's good. Tigers lead it 39-37. Here we come back the other way. Tigers on the defense. Timeout Fairbury. Minute 20 to go. A 2-point lead for Ball City. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
80 seconds left in regulation, a minute 20 to go here in the fourth quarter, Fairbury night. Ball City leading 39-37. Unofficially, I've got 11 lead changes and 6 ties this ballgame. 3 ties here in the fourth with 5 lead changes here in the fourth quarter. Minute 20 left. Shane Grizzle will inbound in front of his own bench. And that's nice. One of his own players kicking in the back of the leg while he's down there getting ready to inbound the basketball. Oh, well, whatever. He got it in. Smith, left side, off now to Starr. Starr drives in, guarded by Strauss. And now out top, Grizzle for 3, and he got it from the right side. 8 for Grizzle in the lead. Back to the Jets, 40-39. Tigers with 2 timeouts left, under a minute to go. Fredemeyer to Hogue in the left corner. 2 timeouts left for the Tigers, 3 for the Jets. 45 seconds to go. Grizzle guarding Bredemeyer. And they did a good job of keeping him away from the ball here in the second half. Timeout, Fall City. 37 seconds to go. They'll take their fourth timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. I'll be back on PTMC.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here at Fairbury with 37 seconds to go. And the game is being broadcast live on Sunny 101.3. Number one ranked Auburn is leading Johnson County Central at halftime, 32-15. Johnson County Central with the lead in that ball game. And here we go. Tigers have now one timeout left. Acton will inbound on the far side of the floor. The Tigers go right to left as we look at it. Acton gets it into Strauss, back to Acton. Brizzle all over Bredemeyer. They're not going to leave him alone for a shot, that's for certain. But now Strauss across to Hogue, 27 seconds to go. Bredemeyer running all over the floor, trying to run off the pick. Brizzle staying with him. Back to Arquette. Up, no. Knocked down was Strauss. Rebound to the Tigers to Yuri, and he got fouled. It's either going to be one and one or two. They're going to give him two shots. Star ended up on the floor. He took the brunt of that blow. He picks up his third foul of the ball game, team foul number eight. And now it's Tyler Urey. 4 points in the ball game, shooting a pair. 17.8 left. Oh, got it. Nothing but net. We're tied at 40. Timeout, Fairbury. Tie ball game. The Tigers in line for the lead. When we come back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
17.8 seconds left in the ball game. The Tigers 40, the Jets 40. Tyler Urey at the free throw line just tied it up. He'll have one more after the timeout. And we'll see. Goes Fairbury, if he makes it, will have plenty of time to get down the floor to get a shot off. They've got a couple of timeouts left. If he misses it, you need to secure the rebound. Tiger without Will Bitosh, who fouled out with 4:14 to go. Also without Carson Simon, who gave it a try tonight and not able to go. Urey at the line, shooting one, his second effort of the night from the free throw line. Gets set. Up and good. Harrison both from the Tigers reclaim the lead. 41-40, 17 seconds to go. Smith up the floor. On the right side, moves to the left, cuts to the hole. Off the glass, got it. 8 seconds to go. Smith with the bucket. Tigers want to keep it going with one timeout. Give it and set the buzzer. No good. Bredemeyer got out on the right side, pushed the ball down to Brock Hogue in the corner, and Brock unable to hit the shot. And it is a win for the Fairbury Jets. They improved to 10-11 on the year. Final score, 42-41. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on KTSC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You never stop pushing to do more. And new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. Tough night for the Tigers. They lose it 42-41. Bucket with 8 seconds to go by Ethan Smith, who ends up with 17, are the deciding points of the night. Our recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tasha Omkinek in Auburn, or see Weston Witt in Falls City. Scoring tonight for the Tigers, they fall behind by 9 early in the first quarter of this ball game, but they recovered to get it back to within 12-8 after the first quarter. Tigers tied at halftime, 23 apiece. February led after 3 quarters, 32-31, and the fourth quarter, 10-10. The final, the Tigers 0-for-1 through 3 quarters at the free throw line. They went 7-for-8 in the fourth quarter. Fairbury went 5-for-14 at the line in tonight's ball game. Scoring for Falls City tonight, Carson Bredemeyer, 15 points in the ball game. He had all 3-pointers, but they put the clamps on him in the fourth quarter. He never had more than a foot or rear, but they chased him everywhere he went. Jackson Strauss had 9 in the ball game tonight. 8 for Will Fitosh. He fouled out with 4:14 to go in the ballgame, and he just never had a chance tonight. Every time he moved, it seemed like in that second half, he got whistled for a foul. 6 for Tyler Urie, including the 2 free throws that put the Tigers up with 17 seconds to go, and Brock Hogue with 3 for the Tiger total of 41. For February tonight, it's Ethan Smith with 17 in the ballgame to lead the way. Zane Grizzle with 8, Dylan Starr with 8. Grizzle had a big 3-pointer right toward the end of the fourth quarter to put his team ahead. Jacob Martin scored 5, and Joshua Robertson scored 4. Final 42-41, February over Falls City in the Tigers' final game of the regular season. So, Tigers now move on. They will play Monday night against Syracuse. Tigers are the 4th seed in the Sub-District 1, Class C1 Sub-District 1 up in Auburn. We'll have that game over on Sunny 101.3 coming up on Monday night. Fairbury is in that same sub-district. They will play on Tuesday night against Wilbur Claytonia. So again, 42-41, your final score here at Fairbury High School tonight. And we will have action tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3. I'll be over at the Rowe Activity Center at Sagan Art, and it will be the Irish hosting Lord Central Catholic tomorrow night, both teams 13-7 and ranked 7th in their respective classes. Well, that's going to end it up tonight, 42-41, your final. For Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon, saying goodnight, everybody.